And I tried to write something that he would really like, and I tried to give him an opportunity that very few preachers would appreciate, an opportunity to preach at his own birthday party. Because Knapp, through the years, has always wanted an opportunity to teach the Word so that hopefully the Holy Spirit would do his part. Hopefully we would be listening, and the Holy Spirit would in turn conform our minds more to what the Lord would want us to be. And in this time of our country, or the country that I am currently an alien in, my citizenship is in heaven, thank the Lord. We need this more than anything, that we be united on witnessing to those all around us. And I think that when you read what I've written, or you hear what I read in a few minutes, that this has really been Knapp's heart since I first knew him. This is not something new to him this year or last year. He's always wanted us to be more busy witnessing to the lost that only has one eternal hope, and that is Jesus Christ and the gospel. And Knapp, I'm slow to listen so often. Thank you for repeating and repeating and repeating it. So now, this is what's on the plaque inside, or the mat, that I've asked you to sign some note of thanks, and it'll be mounted and given to Knapp later. May Knapp's 80th be truly blessed. Today, the 19th of June, 2010, James Varner Clark, our good friend Knapp, turns 80. Through this, we have been greatly blessed, because for the last 60 of those 80 years, Knapp has shown in his ministry great care and love towards us. Today, we have come together to express our thanks. Also, we hope the birthday cards will be an encouragement and the gifts given will be very helpful. In the past birthdays, I have praised Knapp for various aspects of his ministry. Now, what can I say about Knapp today that you do not already know? So, in respect for Knapp's desire that the focus of his birthday party be much more on our wonderful Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, instead of himself, I will mention just one great desire of Knapp's. As Paul had such a warm fellowship with the Philippians concerning the spreading of the gospel of Jesus Christ, this is also much of Knapp's fellowship with us. Knapp has faithfully both set an example and taught us about sharing the gospel. This has always been a major objective throughout his ministry. Although we are now scattered over thousands of miles and most of us no longer have Knapp as our pastor, I believe most of us still share this attitude with him. So now, because of Knapp's great desire to spread the gospel, I ask that Knapp's birthday party be dedicated to the message of Philippians 1:27 and 2:2. Only conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ, so that whether I come and see you or remain absent, I will hear that you are standing firm in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. Philippians 1:27. Make my joy complete by being of the same mind, maintaining the same love, united in spirit, intent on one purpose. Philippians 2:2. Lastly, because of these verses, I pray we will leave here today much more united in the purpose of spreading the gospel through the power of the Holy Spirit. This is the best present we could ever give Knapp, because it would thrill and excite him more than anything else we could ever do after first trusting Christ for our own salvation. May Knapp's 80th be truly fruitful and blessed as we leave tonight more dedicated to sharing the gospel. Knapp, I think that's you. That's been you for years, and we need it. At least I need it. So thank you a lot.